welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
54.
Is it 55?
It's 55.
Sorry, I'm 24 hours out of date, and I normally call Mike.
I think it's 55.
Right, should we take that again? I'll edit it in later.
I've just sent a mail that said 55. Right.
I've just written a mail that said 55. Do you know what the problem is?
No.
My hair.
Oh.
I've got a fringe that looks like Dougal. It's literally past my nose now, so I can't see. There's my excuse. How is everybody? Let me know. Right, I'm keying everything up. Been a usually chaotic day here, hasn't it? And it's too warm. I appreciate for the Americans who are with us, it's fractionally above freezing. But that's too warm for me. I don't like it. I don't like it too warm. Right, where are we? Where am I? What day of the week is it? Literally, I had all of this keyed up, Mike, and things have moved. Okay, we'll cheat. That's what we'll do.
Wrong show, Mike.
But we're actually trying to broadcast two shows here at the same time.
At least we're not broadcasting Matt Bice to Brooklands.
No, but you wouldn't have noticed we did that the other night. It's a long story. We'll tell that on a MacBytes sometime. Jonathan had Monday pegged for a MacBytes, but you did mean next Monday, didn't you, Jonathan? Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Deb. CQ, CQ. So Jonathan agrees with me. Very warm. Tomorrow's going to be cooler. Good. I heard it was raining tomorrow, which pleased me no end. On account of the fact, COVIDiots.
Ah. I'm going to sing a song.
Do you need to?
Yeah.
Go on.
Red, red wine makes Johnny go to sleep.
Is that your best attempt at a lullaby?
To Elaine.
Oh dear. Right, Jonathan.
What happened, Johnny? What happened?
He just couldn't help it. It was the wine, apparently. But Johnny, as I
said, either that or it was my access training.
The chat room egged me on. Right, what happened was Neil said, "Has somebody got Jonathan's number and we can wake him up?" And I went, "I have, and I'm not ringing him." And then I thought, "Hang on a minute, I could send a text." The chat room led me astray. Oh no, Jonathan. The green outside your flat's never been busier. Playing badminton, swing ball and barbecues. In fact, do you know, somewhere I must have that. I'm sure I've got that somewhere. Honestly, where I saw was Leeds. And I instantly thought of you, Jonathan. I'm assuming Mummy Isaacs was not part of this debacle. But what happened was they sent the cameras to Leeds to see what was going on in the parks. And it was business as usual. So I took some screenshots, which I'll put in for next week. Absolutely ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Words totally fail me. But then that happens a lot, doesn't it? The police were out. You said the police were out a lot.
Yeah, I've seen two police cars.
That's because you went out to see Rachel from a distance.
Yeah.
The dog does not get social distancing. Luckily, she was on 3 litres of harness and a collar. So she didn't get to Rachel, did she?
No.
Rachel instructed Mike to give Lola a hug from her, at which point Lola basically mounted you from
she
the
did.
Front. Oh, I wanted photos of that. Yeah, this park in Leeds, Jonathan, it was just crazy. It was Roundhay Park. There was a lake in it. And I mean, people in a park, fair enough, but there was no social distancing at all. And all I'm thinking is, you know, the more these idiots go out, the longer it'll be for the rest of us who are too sensible to go out till it's sorted. It'll never be sorted at this rate. And the government's best idea, when you fly into the UK, you have to go into quarantine for 14 days. Problem with that? What about doing that 4 months ago, Muppets? I must calm down, mustn't I, Mike?
Yes.
Government never do me any good. I got told off today, actually. I got told off today, didn't I, by you?
Did you?
Yes. He said, "Are you talking to me or yourself?"
Oh, yes.
I said, "No, I'm talking to the government minister on the TV." I had it playing through Facebook. And he said, "You do know he can't hear you, don't you?" And I went, "Yes, but that's not the point. It's making me feel better." Screaming at him is making me feel better. Oh, my. No, that wasn't good. And here last night, we actually had cars screaming past at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, where are they going? Nowhere's open. Where are you going? I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, Mummy Isaac's been in the sun all day in the garden. She must be a sun lover. Nina's a sun lover. I'm not. Neither are you, really, are you?
No.
No, if the sun's out, we're in. And we like it that day. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
About 30 years ago, I went to Marbella on a lad's holiday. And I spent the time on the beach wrapped up in a towel.
Underneath an umbrella.
Yeah.
I've never done the Spain thing, never done the beach thing either. The only time I got sunburnt, I went to a beach soccer tournament. Ended up looking like a tomato. Sat out in the sun for 3 hours. Oh, that was painful. Yes, I see, I don't do sun at all. You know round Hay Park. Excellent, learnt to cycle there. There was lots of cyclists out as well. And roll your tongue. Excellent. I roll my eyes very well, don't I?
You do.
That's my skill. we just have foxes playing lovingly in everyone's yard up and down the state. Wow. Mike said he'd seen a couple of foxes out with Lola. They're very tame at the minute. I'm probably finding lots in the bins as well because our bins aren't being emptied. You know our science of the bin collection. We basically have to get Mystic Megan and a crystal ball to see when the bins will be emptied. Can't sit in it for hours and melt. I don't like sun, Jonathan, but I was burnt badly as a child. So not by the sun, in a fire. And the mere sign of heat and my skin starts to peel off. So it's not a good look for a start. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. Not, you know, it's not a good look and I don't enjoy it. Right, let's have a look. What have we got here? Got an app, got a link. Got a link there. A 9 to 5 Mac link. Let me have a look.
A message of Stuart.
Yes, some little Richard.
Yes.
Like, duh. Or is it me?
I'll reply, of course.
Already on the playlist. Don't tell him the carrot song's on the playlist. Right, easiest tool for you to jump into quick calls and... Right. A new Mac app for quickly joining Zoom meetings. Ooh! I'm liking that idea. That sounds like that thing you had, Mike, that died.
What?
You had an app and it hooked into your calendar and it picked up meetings with Telecon.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Paul's just put that one in called Meter.
Yeah.
Looks like a similar type of thing. Oh, I'm handing that over to Mike for a review. There you go. That looks incredibly useful given the number of meetings we have. Am I on that? I am. Right, so I need to click there. Oh, it's actually been a really busy day. You know, not joking apart, I have actually been incredibly busy. You were spot on, Paul. Definitely we need that. Like I said, Mike used to have this app and at the time... the platforms it supported, he used, and they weren't the most popular platforms for me to use. But now, basically, everyone's like, can I Zoom you? And you're like, and then the next minute, it isn't a Zoom call. You know, it's BlueJeans or it's Big Marker, but they're saying Zoom. They're using Zoom as a verb, the verb to Zoom you, which has a completely different meaning if you're a dog, doesn't it?
Yes.
That means it's totally exhaust me just watching you. That's all that means. Yeah, I sound like my skin is as fair as yours. I've got really dark hair. It's just where I was burnt, which was both arms and my back. But even when I was a junior, when I was at school and I did some work experience at local solicitors, they put me on photocopying duty and the heat of the photocopier, as you're photocopying, there's like air coming out, which is cooling the copier, but it's really quite warm air. And all the skin on my hands started to peel off. My left hand's going today. That's why I just don't like it in any way warm. I've got a fan on, but obviously it's under the desk, so it's not affecting the audio. But it's just kind of muggy and oppressive. It's horrible. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. Guaranteed rain, apparently. Loving it. Oh, what are you having for lunch, Kim? We're going to try that one. We're going to try that one, Paul. Google? We tried Google, had a complete calamity with it. The audio wouldn't work. And then when we got the audio working, the video wouldn't work. So which does it support? It supports Zoom, Hangouts, WebEx, Teams, Google Meet. What on earth is Jitsi? Nope, never heard of that one. Amazon Chime and GoToMeeting. Only works with a built-in macOS calendar, so if you aren't using it, you need to add those calendars to the app to get it started. That should work. That should work as long as they're on there. That's rather cool. Of course, problem is, then you'd be thinking like, oh, I'll just tap there and I'll join, and then you're joining it on your phone. But I would definitely try that. Absolutely. Hello, Paul. How is the world treating you at this alarming hour? Did you make any progress with your MacBook purchase? I did mention it to Mike as a birthday present, but I don't need one. I really don't need one. I've got my MacBook Air, quite happy with my MacBook Air. Obviously, the power would be nice, but I just don't process enough video on the road. Which reminds me, another job I did today. I did the priest's mass. And I haven't tweeted that, so I now need to go and tweet that so people know it's actually there, because they should have been watching it like at 5 o'clock. And it was ready at 5 o'clock. I just forgot totally to tweet it. They're going to shoot me, aren't they? Get rid of me off. No, I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody else that would want to be bothered with that. Do you, Mike?
No.
No. We are into a swing with it, though, now. I used my template from Camtasia and everything was fabulously fantastic. Last week when I tweeted the mass, I made the mistake of putting the wrong poster up, and you know, 99% of people never noticed. I shall just copy it from last week's, making sure that I put on it the correct poster. Nobody said a thing. Right, let's see how we're doing. There we are. Excellent. Drag and drop this week's poster into it. Not last week's, and tweet it. There we go. Ah, multitasking much. I also did today an entire radio programme, which I did quite well, I think, considering I did it while you were out with the dog. Right, what have we got? Baked potato and fresh green salad with strawberries. Oh, liking that. We went to Slattery's, which is the chocolatier stroke cake maker, about 20 miles away, last September. And we had pictures of it. This was the chocolate challenge. But what they had there, and I have never seen it served anywhere, was a baked potato with, what's that cheese called? Like Philadelphia cheese. Is it soft cheese?
Soft cheese. Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, sort of. If you're in the UK, you'll know what Philadelphia is like that. It's a spreadable cheese. It's white. So it had the baked potato, the white spreadable cheese on top, and then strawberries in a baked potato. I wondered about that. When it arrived, it did look really nice. And what the lady actually did was take the strawberries off and basically have that as dessert.
Philip Murray.
Hmm?
Isn't Philip Murray?
Philip Murray.
Is he someone from church?
No idea.
Isn't he the one that marks something?
Mark.
Murray.
Murray.
Well, I think it's someone else.
I think you're thinking of somebody else. Yeah, if the right knew what the left was doing in Mike's head.
Well, it's right. Is somebody whose name I don't recognise who sent in a request.
Oh, okay then.
So maybe.
Maybe he is. Yeah.
Maybe the priest.
Got a big show tonight. The priest's been pimping it for us. He got very excited last week and invited the entire congregation. So could have a house full tonight. So Deb says she's super fair and doesn't tan. I don't think I've ever had a tan because I really don't like going out in the sun. Like I say, I've went pink that time, but I don't think I sit in it long enough to tan. And I don't really want a tan. I don't care for a tan. I don't need to look like Tango Man. So, no, I don't bother with that. But I wonder if I would tan. I've never been out. I've never sunbathed. Ever. Ever. I was like you, Mike. I just used to... Mum made this thing so you could get changed on the beach. It was... she bought some toweling material like you'd have in a towel. But she bought like 2 yards of it. And she basically made a tube. And at the top of it, she threaded a cord through it. So you came out of the... Well, actually, you could do this on the... You could do it when you got there and change into your beach gear. But it was better used when you came out of the sea, and she'd put it on the floor, you'd stand in it, she'd lift it up, tie it round your neck, and then basically you had a little private self-contained area to take your kit off, get dried and put your other kit on. It was amazing. So I basically lived in that. I had that on all the time. What I did do was play in the sand, made sandcastles, or in intricate sandcastles with moats, the lot, with my dad. And we also had a little rubber dinghy. And he took me out in the dinghy, a little boat, and we'd paddle along. Oh, that was my childhood. But no, if I went with that, I'd put a jacket on. I just did not like the sun, full stop. So it's all good for Paul in Sydney. Lots of people out yesterday. It's sounding like here. Idiots, COVIDiots. It's because I think the figures had gone down today. So everyone's thinking like, whee! Can I just point out, yesterday was a bank holiday, so no deaths at all were reported. How in heaven's name 390-odd came through, I don't know. Because everywhere was closed, just saying. So the figures will probably triple on Tuesday. Idiots, idiots, idiots. Jonathan, you never did a sunbed. Oh, no. Spray! Jonathan!
I've never done a sunbed.
I am not lying on a sunbed. Not on this planet. Nor would I spray myself. Why would I spray myself a different colour? Seriously, why would I do that? No, never done the spray tan thing. I did have my dentist telling me, of course, that if you do the spray tan thing, your teeth look whiter. So I said, the money I'm paying you, just make them look whiter. I'm not doing anything with my skin. I did cheat, though, and then went out and got a very dark lipstick, which I'd never worn in my entire life. I'd always kept to, like, neutral nude colours. But I went out and I got this dark maroon lipstick. Oh, it was dark. And I put it on and my light looked at me and was like, whoa, never seen me in anything like that. But I said, you know, I quite like it. Went out to a couple of dudes wearing this lipstick and I had a load of women coming up saying, oh, I love your lipstick. I don't wear a colour like that. How do you keep it on all night? I'm thinking, because I'm like to the toilet 50 times keeping it on. There are tricks that ladies have, but I did go for the dark lipstick manoeuvre. Oh, right. Kim was listening to 99 and the two of you were poo-pooing the iWatch.
We didn't do that, did we?
Did we? I think we did. Yeah. Yep. Needless to say, I was laughing because I had the same feelings at the time. When was 99? 99 was it March 2015, 99? The Apple Watch was announced in the October and it was pre-announced, wasn't it? So I think it had only just come out at that point. And I think what I said was, you know, I have zero interest in health. And trust me, at that point, I had zero interest in health. Totally. I was not gamifying myself or anything else either. That was not happening. And I think that was my rationale. So that was without the aid of a safety net, wasn't it? March, that's the one. Did you make it to the end of that one? Let me have a look what we talked about. Oh, you talked about SQL Pro.
Did I?
You could do a demo of that now.
Of course.
That's a good idea. We had 2 love bites as well. Ooh.
Alistair
was on. He was talking about podcasting. I'm guessing it had just come out. That was our first show back after Mum died. That was a tricky one. I remember that. I did the end by myself, didn't I, Mike?
You did.
I did. It was tricky.
Right,
that.
I'm going to wait for the shopping.
Oh, we got delivery.
Might not be here till 8.
No, it might not be.
Bring you some ice.
Ice, yes.
Play with the dog. Oh, can I tell my story?
If you want to tell a story.
I want to tell my story.
Tell a story.
Right, a couple of days ago, I was walking Lola around the corner and this lady stopped me. Now, well, she didn't stop me because we're on opposite sides of the road keeping our social distancing. But I've known her for years. She's got a little dog and Maya used to play with this little dog. So she says to me, I've got a couple of spare tins of dog food that my dog doesn't like. She's gone off it. Do you think your dog would like it? So I said, yeah, why not? Thank you. So that was it. She said, I don't want to throw it away because there's nothing wrong with it, just what she fancies, meaning the dog. So I forgot all about it. I said to her, I said, leave it on the path, expecting her to leave it by the front door. Now, because we live on a corner, we've got a front path, but we've also got the cars on a side path. And we have these gates, big gates, and the gates were locked. So I let Lola out this morning, and she goes towards the gates and she starts sniffing. And I said, what are you sniffing at? And I looked, and there was a plastic bag with two tins of dog food in it. So I assumed it was off this lady. But there was also a bag of dog poo. So I thought, okay, maybe it slipped out of her hand.
Maybe it was a gift
for
Lola.
Or maybe it was a gift for Lola, yes. Could have been, couldn't it? So luckily, I was at that... A few minutes later, I was taking Lola for a walk, and luckily...
You extricated it from Lola's interest,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I put it in your bin, in the grey bin. And this lady was coming round the corner in a car, and she stopped, and she was quite sheepish and embarrassed. She said, I'm sorry about the bag of dog poo. I said, it's okay, I put it in the bin. She said, yeah, it slipped out of my hand as I was putting the tins of dog food over your gate, and the gates were locked and too high for me to climb over and reach
I'm
it.
I'm just glad the place is secure. If you drop your dog poo, you're not getting it back.
I had visions of this little old lady trying to get over our 6-foot-odd gates to retrieve a bag of
There's
dog poo.
There's no getting over those gates. I tried it many years ago when I was younger and fitter, and I couldn't do it either. Now, why was I trying to climb over my own gate, you're wondering? Where was Mum and Dad when that happened?
They've gone away, I think.
Thank God. On reflection. Long story, but funny. Mike had TV, and Mike had Sky TV, and he had programmes on that I wanted to watch. But it was in the days when you had a VHS video recorder. So if you wanted to change the channel that you recorded it on Sky, you actually had to manually turn it over. It was that long ago. So what I used to do on a Wednesday, after the first programme had recorded, I would drive up to Mike's flat, which was 15 miles away, and then I'd change the channel and I'd drive back. What was on my mind this day, I have no idea. But I get to Mike's, and I had the keys for the flat in one hand, and I had the... keys for the car in the other, only I didn't. I'd left the keys for the car in the car and I'd locked the car door. I'm like, oh my God. My spare keys for the car were back at home. So thankfully I had the keys for the flat. I gets into the flat, I presses the button, and then I needed a taxi all the way home, which cost me £15 to get back home, to get my keys, to turn round £15 to go back the other way to rescue my car. Like Mike said, I'm wondering, where was Mum and Dad when that happened? Well, clearly they were away. It would have been a complete calamity otherwise. Oh, good grief. Yes, don't let me out, basically. Just don't let me out. Oh, wow, you lived in the outback for 8 years. No, I couldn't do that. It's just far too hot. Having said that, the heat that we get in Manchester is very oppressively muggy, humid. When we were on the south coast, we went down to the south coast and we spent a week there as press covering this beach soccer tournament. And the temperature was easy 8 degrees more than Manchester. So I think in Manchester it's probably around the 18 mark. But down in Brighton, some days it hit 30. And yet it was fine, because there was a lovely breeze off the sea and it was just nice. Didn't have the humidity that we have up here. It's horrible. Any heat, we don't need it. We don't need it. And you certainly don't need heat when you've got people leaving you presents on the back path, do you? Needless to say, Lola totally ignored the food and went straight for the poo. The dog's insane. Oh, but she's had a fabulous day. She's been up and she's been wanting treats. She sat down with us. She doesn't often settle in the office, but today she did. We've got the news on one of the internet channels, and news breaks that little Richard has died. So I said to Mike, we should play some of that tonight on Brooklyn's By Request. So that's exactly what we said. And we put it on the playlist and stuff. And I said, there's a couple here, the names of which I recognise. One was Tutti Frutti And what was the other one? Is this today's? Let's have a look. Why has that got no artist? Good Golly Miss Molly. So we had Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly. And Mike said, they're so short, we could play the pair of them and it's less than 5 minutes. So I said, I'll just make sure that, it, you know, the recording's okay. So I double-clicked on Tutti Frutti and it started to play. And I thought, yeah, that's as I remember it. And the dog just lifted her head up, looked at the pair of us, got up and walked out. So suffice it to say, she's not a Little Richard fan because everything else she'd been fine with. But she was not fine with that. Oh, dear. Dear, dear me. There's always good stories with dog poo, isn't there? Like the time the bag rips and stuff like that, or somebody's dog performs for the 50th time on the walk and they've got no bags, and then you become a big dog walking family with, I think I've got a spare one, just a minute. And dog walkers always have poo bags in their pockets. I have poo bags in my handbag. Mike has them in his pocket. We learnt very early on. Maya was about he must have been out walking, so about 14, 15 weeks old. So he's very much a puppy. So he'd been out for his walk, he'd performed, and we were going into the town centre for Mum to go to the bank to pay her bills. So we were walking up the side of the bank and he stopped and he started to squat. And I said, oh no, I've got no poo bags. Well, what she had, the only thing we had was the envelope that she, her credit card bill had come in. So that she had the credit card in to go and pay it. She had to take the money out. She had to take the credit card bill out and give me the envelope. Never forgave me for that. Because when she come out, she would put the thing back in the envelope. Well, she wasn't putting it back in that envelope, I can assure you. Right, so speaking of news, first the Queen decided to broadcast during After Hours and now Boris wants to talk during Marooned. Exactly, Jonathan. I'm thinking we should take Boris live for a laugh because he's not going to be on more than 10 minutes, is he? He's supposed to be starting at 7. So I reckon tomorrow we'll start maybe a little bit earlier to accommodate Boris, and we'll include Boris and we'll have a rare old laugh. I mean, the thing is, in Scotland and Wales, which are devolved nations, they come out, they have a press conference, you sit, you listen, and it's news to you. Okay, that's what you've decided. But with Boris and the English one, it's been all over the paper for 5 days. It's ridiculous. Thank you. That's Mike bringing the ice up. Ooh, ice, which means my water will cool down a bit because it's not good when it's warm. It's all I drink anyway, and I don't like it warm. So I think we'll include him. Yes, we'll take a vote on whether you think... on whether you think he's a buffoon or not. Tell you what, we'll do it on what level of buffoonery you think the event was. Let me look at my crystal ball, Jonathan. Garden centre's opening. 14-day quarantine when you land at the airport. And please ride a bike to work. That's really going to work for Mike. Note the sarcasm there. Mike's place is probably, as the crow flies, probably about 18 miles. But if he doesn't go on the motorway, I'm not quite sure how he's getting there. And you can't go on the motorway with a bike. Mike?
Yeah?
If you were going to ride a bike to work, which way could you go? Is there a way that doesn't involve a motorway? Oh, apparently there is. And how far is that and how long would it take?
About 22 miles.
22 miles. Yeah, but that's on the motorway.
That's true.
Yeah, it could probably be sort of 30, 35. So basically to get there on a Monday morning, you'd have to leave on Saturday. But Boris thinks it's a jolly good idea. Now, having said that, didn't Boris used to ride a bike? I know Jeremy Corbyn did. Which is about the only good thing Jeremy Corbyn did do. Jeremy Corbyn, even his own party didn't like Jeremy Corbyn. Poor guy. Why bike to work? Well, the problem that we've got, Kim, according to the government, so take this with a very large pinch of salt. But the problem, according to the government, is even if we could get our traffic infrastructure, our travel infrastructure for getting to work up to 100% capacity, which we can't because we don't have enough fit drivers. But even if we could, it would only take half as many, in probably less than that, actually, as it did before if they put the social distancing measures in. So basically, you need to... Now it's not stay home. What was it? Stay home, protect the NHS and save lives. Now it's stay home, but if you really need to go out, can you go on a bike? or walk. So the two things tomorrow will be, can you bike or can you walk? They've got initiatives and schemes up to their eyeballs that they've announced today. If you don't have a bike, you can get some kind of scheme and vouchers. If you do have a bike and it's been in your shed for 20 years and you want to get it roadworthy, you get a voucher for that, and then you can take it to a bike shop to have it fixed. You name it, they've got it. They're putting infrastructure into the roads. They also said they're going to deal with the potholes. Now, we've been saying for months that the potholes were shocking. And we also said, I think, Jonathan, you said this. Why didn't they fix it in the sort of first 3 weeks when no one was going out? Because you could have socially distanced with that one and there'd be no cars. Whereas now we're virtually back on the graphs, the government graphs, we're at 50% travel. So there's 50% of the cars on the road that there were at the beginning of lockdown. But we'd got it down to 20%. So now it's half as bad as it was before. So get ready for a rise in bike accidents. You're not kidding. Jonathan, the M62 to Leeds isn't bike friendly either. Oh, the other thing they were talking about was e-scooters. I have no idea what an e-scooter is. I think it's a bike with a motor, but don't quote me. I'm guessing they're electric. But I don't think you can take those on motorways. So unless they're going to change the rules. But to be honest, as Jonathan will know, being in this country, we've had this initiative going for ages to do with smart motorways. So basically, it's a freeway that's a smart freeway. In what way is it smart, you might ask? If I knew, I'd tell you. But what it seems to be, how they've implemented it seems to be, we used to have three main bits of traffic, and then at the side of it, so you've got three lanes, and then in our case, on the right, the left-hand side, but in your case, on the right-hand side, we'd have a hard shoulder, and that was not in use. So if you needed to pull over because you'd got a puncture or another problem, you would pull over onto the hard shoulder. There were still accidents of people falling asleep and drifting into the hard shoulder and hitting people who had had to pull up. So on the odd occasion, if ever any of you visit Britain and you need to pull up onto a hard shoulder, get out of the car. Leave the car where it is, get out of the car and climb up the bank that will be nearby. But this smart motorway initiative took the hard shoulder and turned it into another lane of traffic. Where are you supposed to go if you have broken down? No, we're not sure either. And the rate of accidents were just, it shot off the scale. So they were already having a look at the smart motorway initiative when all of this debacle happened. But we do not have anything like the capacity anywhere that we need. So you're saying, let me get... Is it because people take mass transit to work? Lots do. We have buses. We have, in Manchester, we have a tram system. In London, they have the underground. There's obviously trains between cities as well. And then you've got cars. But the roads are absolutely gridlocked. Mike goes to work and he leaves here about 6:45 in the morning. And that way he can get to work. Rachel loves going in on the early shift. She will leave home at 6:30. She's there in 20 minutes. Probably take Mike about 35, 40 minutes. But if they left, if their working day, Mike starts at 8 and Rachel would start at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. If their working day started at 9, then it would be silly to leave at that time because you'd be sat at work for all that time. But if you left... If you were thinking your journey is going to be 35, 40 minutes for 9 o'clock, then technically you could leave at 8:15. No chance on the planet. 8:15, if you left here at 8:15, you would probably get no further than a mile away by 9 o'clock. It's that bad. So at the moment, it's lovely and everybody's really liking it. But this taking a bike to work, Oh, is there an e-scooter there? Let me have a look. Quite interested in what one of those things looks like. The smart motorways is the emergency rescue areas are too far apart. Well, you can never say when you're going to break down or where you're going to break down. So it seems ridiculous to me to even try. Hang on. Right. Shopbird.co. Oh, I'm fascinated now. I need to see these things. But I don't need that beginning to see it. Right, let's have a look. Meet the One Shop now. Really? It looks like a scooter. Oh, I can just see me riding along on that. Dripping with sarcasm. Oh, and they do a pink one. Oh, Jonathan, I've just decided, or is that gold? No, it's Electric Rose. Oh, Electric Rose, pink to you and I. Jonathan, $1,300. I'm thinking I'm in the market for a MacBook Pro. Oh, that is bad. I was expecting something like a moped, I think. I didn't realise. Oh, my. It wouldn't end well, Jonathan, would it? I mean, there isn't even somewhere to put your phone. So where's your sat-nav coming from? Oh, the old moped thing, like a small motorbike. I mean, we're not talking Harley Davidson here. We're talking like it was more pedal cycle than Harley Davidson, but it did have a motor on it. And my mum, who did not like driving, full stop, decided she wanted one of these mopeds. And Dad's job was to teach her to ride it. This was never going to end well. So they get the thing, and he's like, this does this and this does that. And she's like, right, OK. And he said, right, so you sit on there and you push this handle and push that knob, away you go. So she did. And she was OK balance-wise. She'd ridden a push bike. So she was fine. And off she went. Right. She comes round the block and she says to him, he says, you're doing well. She said, good. Now, how do I stop it? And he hadn't told her where the brakes were or how to stop it. Well, instead of telling her, it's a wonder that they didn't get divorced on the spot. Instead of telling her, he just started laughing, thought that was hysterical. So she goes round the block for a second time. And of course, she's starting to panic. She has no idea how to stop it. So as she comes past for a second one, I mean, it's all right to laugh in the telling. She came past for the second one and she's saying, tell me how to stop it. He's holding onto a lamppost, laughing himself to death. She goes round again. She comes back the third time. Will you tell me how to stop it? And he still didn't tell her how to stop it. And she got that panicked. She drove it into the lamppost. Just a shame she didn't hit him on the way past. So she never actually went out on this bike in anger because she wrote it off before she'd learned where the brakes were.
Crazy lady.
What, my mum or Lola?
Lola.
Lola. You crazy sound out of breath. Lady. Did she mount you from the front again?
No, she's just mad.
Oh, good grief. I've had a text from Rachel. She said she's so sorry she missed my FaceTime. She was in the shower. Oh, good grief. Yeah, my father. Yeah. This was the man who decided he was going to teach me how to drive and how to swim. It's amazing he lived as long as he did, isn't it? His idea of teaching me to swim was, jump in, I'll catch you, and he didn't. Obviously, I floated and did him some serious damage. I was 9, I think, and he deserved it. Well, I don't think I've seen any of these for rent in Manchester. Have you, Mike? That's an e-scooter. It wasn't what I had in mind.
No, what did you have in mind?
More like a moped, but maybe more like a cross between a moped and a bike.
An e-scooter sounds a bit virtual to me.
No, sadly, it's not. It's that. And it's $1,300.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was thinking it should have been about $2.99 as well.
£2.99.
£2.99. But apparently, Paul says Sydney's got a lot of bike paths. Hang on. Kim says, you can rent the e-scooters all over Seattle.
Yeah. I'm
no, I think the only thing I've ever seen that you can do here, there's a company that's set up and you can rent push bikes. But the problem is it's a business where it's not manned. So you just turn up and you've got an unlock code and you make off with the bike and then you're supposed to bring it back. And the problem is people aren't bringing them back and other people are stealing them. So as a business model, that's not going to work unless you get like somebody there to check the bikes in and out. You know, just logic. But Yeah, I've seen bikes, but never anything like that. Right, so let's have a look. So Paul says there's bike paths, but not everywhere. That's our problem. We don't. We have bike lanes on the roads, but as we've ascertained, the roads are so dangerous to start with. Some of the videos you see are absolutely horrific. We've got a DJ over here called Jeremy Vine, and he's on BBC Radio 2, 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock every day, and he does a kind of chat show. And he bikes in from where he lives to the centre of London. He also has cameras on his bike. He's got a camera on the front, one on the back, and one on his helmet. And every now and then he'll say, like, you know, I had an idiot, you know, causing problems on my way in this morning, and he'll put the video up. And other people send him videos as well of incidents that they've had. And some of them are just, you wonder how on earth it happens. The one that sticks in my mind was he was, I don't know if this was actually him, but there was one that he put up, and the person on the bike was just riding along. They were a mile away from this lorry that was next to them. But the lorry obviously didn't use his mirrors, didn't see the person, and just did a turn right in front of him, knocked him off his bike. Another one, Jeremy Vine himself was riding along, and he was riding in the middle of the road because there was parked cars on either side of it, and it was very narrow. So he was legitimate in riding along the middle of it. But a woman behind him was going absolutely mental, and she's swearing at him and cursing at him. And he's saying, I've got a camera on, you know, back off. And she didn't. And she gets out the car and has a real go at him. She ends up in jail. Because he really did have cameras. And of course, because he's well known and famous, the newspapers picked up on it. The police had to act, and she ended up inside. So yeah, bikes, not good news in the UK, not universally. There are exceptions to that. Oxford and Cambridge, there's lots of bikes because there's a big student population. And Oxford has been very much pedestrianised for years. But other cities, I just don't think they're ready for it. I really don't. I mean, and then you've got the thing of, where do you leave the bike? Where's it going to be safe? Oh, dear. Do you need to take a test? I'm betting you don't. I'm betting you don't. I mean, if your kids get hold of these things and they're on pavements, there's going to be deaths of elderly people when they're finally let out of quarantine, obviously. It is absolutely ludicrous. But you can't take the e-scooter on the highway. If they put those on the pavements as well, then the potholes on the pavement's going to need to be fixed, aren't they, Johnny? So Jonathan went on a Segway in Florida. Oh, and you did have to take a test, but they helped you pass by giving you the answers. Oh, well. So you can rent scooters as well in Ohio, and there's an app. Oh, wow. No, we don't have any of that. That infrastructure is not available here. Not at all. Is there an ad blocker for ads on the iPad? Yes, there is. The one I use is...
I think I'll move my bed around.
If you want to move your bed, Lola, move your bed. Firefox Focus, I think, works on the iPad. It's got a pink icon, and you turn it on in your system preferences as the ad blocker of choice. And I pretty much don't see much in the way of ads. Yes, Firefox Focus is a free and open source privacy-focused browser from Mozilla, available for Android and iOS smartphones and tablets. It was initially a tracker-blocking application for iOS devices, released in December 2015, but they turned it into a mini browser after that. But you don't need to use Firefox Focus as your browser. You can set it as an ad blocker. I did buy an ad blocker, and then we all got refunded because... the developer decided it wasn't ethical. I never quite understood that, but never mind. I've got my money back from that, and that's what I use afterwards. So Firefox Focus. E-scooters quit working when the money you've put in via a credit card runs out. That's genius.
So it's a subscription, really.
You bang on point, Mike. I think I'd no. I'm not made for a scooter. I'm definitely not made for a scooter. There's, I mean, you'd need. I guess if you had a backpack, you could carry some stuff. But you're pretty much. I'm always pretty much carrying something. So no, that's not going to work. Let's have a look. Oh, do I remember these? Let's have a look. Oh, do you know what I do remember that was sort of similar? That it had to be in the community to work. Goodbyes are never easy. All right. That, I think, was one of the things I meant, Jonathan, the bike sharing thing. Wasn't that one where they had all the bikes lined up? So they did actually pull out of Manchester. I don't go into Manchester often enough to have seen them, Jonathan. I have been into Manchester city centre, which is about 8 miles away, once since 1996. We were there the day of the IRA bomb in 1996, and having escaped that one by the skin of our teeth, literally, we felt the earth move as the car pulled away, and we managed to get away unscathed. I wasn't minded to revisit. So I went back once. You went with Mum, if you remember, to get some liver for the dog from the market. And we parked in the multi-storey car park.
Yeah.
And that was nerve-wracking enough. So I said afterwards when they got back, I said, I can't do Manchester. I'm not doing Manchester. So I probably missed out on that, Jonathan. I have passed through a couple of times since, but I've never been back for shopping or anything. Never spent the day there. I've been to the theatre a couple of times and that's it. So you said Kim sees e-scooters lying around all the town waiting for someone to rent them. All done online. I think if that happened here, tell me if I'm wrong, Jonathan, but my mentality on that would be, everybody else's mentality would be, oh, look, a scooter, I can sell that on eBay. Is that just me thinking that? Because that's what I think happened with these bikes. Although when you look at those bikes, they are very distinctive and you would imagine they would be easy to pick up if somebody did steal them and sell them on. But if it's not nailed down, somebody will steal it and sell it on. The Mo bikes are exactly like the Boris bikes. I can't wait to see what Boris comes up with. Let's just see that. But the thing I was thinking of that reminds me of these bikes, where you kind of, you need a support system for it to work, basically. Do you remember the rabbit phones, Mike?
Yeah.
It was pre-mobile phones. So basically, you know, nobody had a mobile phone. But what you could get was a rabbit phone. Rabbit phone was like, was it grey?
Can't remember the
colour. It looked a little bit like a Nokia, but it was a very simplistic phone. It just had the pad on the front.
It was a brick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was biggish,
yeah,
but not as big as the original mobile phones. And the thing with these things were, you took them out, and obviously you've got it in your pocket. It sounds like a mobile phone, doesn't it? It wasn't a mobile phone. It was the ability to make a phone call when you were in the vicinity of a rabbit box. And rabbit boxes were installed in shops, particularly newsagents. And they would display a symbol outside with a rabbit on it. Mike will probably find it online. It'll probably be in Wikipedia. I think the problem was it had been great in the 70s and 80s. But it kind of came in the 90s and people were fast getting mobile phones.
There you go, some pictures of it on the
That's film. It. It looked like, the bunny looked like a bee, didn't it? I'd forgotten the colour, actually. I thought it was orange. So you had this thing with you. You charged it at home. You paid your subscription. And then when you went out, if you wanted to make a call, you had to pop into a shop that had a rabbit sign outside and then you could make a call. Yeah. I'm going to regret saying I can't wait to see what Boris comes up with. Jonathan, you are quite right. I will. But we're going to share that tomorrow. Yes. Boris's buffoonery. I've already got a name for the show. Boris's buffoonery. Maybe he'll come up with something else. But I really wish. What another leak says that he's going to drop. Part of the three-part mantra in the UK for the last 8 weeks. Stay home. Protect the NHS, save lives. That's it. Every time they open their mouth, that's what they say. The rumour is he's going to drop the stay home part of that. Really? That's the most important bit, I would have thought. Because if you do that, you don't have to say save lives. The death rate has gone down, but as I've said, it was a bank holiday yesterday. So how 300 and odd deaths got registered is beyond me. Everywhere's closed. And the other thing was the infection rate is still massively high. Over 4,000 people yesterday. I am not understanding reducing this in any way, shape or form. And apparently, the other thing, Jonathan, you probably heard this, garden centres, now essential. I can't fathom that one either. Garden centres. Since when's a garden centre been essential?
Oh, the shopping's here.
Oh, the shopping's here. He's off. He's at, take some pickies, Mike. You'll be ready for the next show because you've got to be back up here. Just, I need to know when the other one's gone. Is this an Asda one? Is this an Asda one? I'll tell you what, bear with me. I'll get up and look out of the window and I'll find out who's delivering it. It'll probably be Asda because Mike just not doing well with Tesco. Not had a Tesco order in about 5 weeks. And these shops sell different things, so it's not on. Oh, I can hear the side of the van going up. Let me have a look for you. I will vicariously check it out. Yes, it's him, I can see him. Let me get this lined up and then you will see it next week. Oh, yes. In fact, I've even got a video, haven't I? I can wind the video back and get a video of the delivery. Now that's working. Right, let's see if I can get this to you. Oh, I think it's the same guy as well. He's probably sick of delivering here. And there's two people out, holding hands. I hope they're in the same household. See what you become? You become a rat, don't you? Did we get anything in this week's shopping? Anything exciting? I will let you know as soon as I know what we get. But at the moment, I don't know what we've got. Mike said he ordered water, so obviously not thrilling. Essential, but not thrilling. Strawberries. I asked him to put some strawberries in. So maybe we'll have some strawberries. I was inspired by Kim. She mentioned strawberries and that was it. I was gone. Need strawberries, I thought. Let's move that down a bit. That'll do. Right, and let's do that with it. And hopefully I'll be able to get it to Droppler. But you know what Droppler's like, in a mood. And Mike's got to be up. We've got a hard out at 8 because we're going live on Brooklands. But what I've been doing today when I said I had another show, I've been putting together a VE Day special of just music. So obviously I needed intros and outros and credits and all sorts going on. So I did all of that. And that's actually playing on Brooklands 196 right now. Probably put it on later as well. Also managed to get a care parcel to Rachel. We managed to get some hand cream. So a couple of boxes of hand cream, actually, and a massive box of chocolates. They were her favourites. They're white. They're called Raffaello. Do you have those abroad? Raffaello. I think that's what it's called. Right, that should be up there and I should be able to get the link and send it to you. Live from MacBites headquarters. Right, are you the right picky? Come on, should be. I'll check first. Oh, it's very slow. This doesn't bode well for my night, does it? Right, is that the right one and then I can share it? Look at those two people holding hands. That's not on. Need to paint that fence as well. There we go. I think his name's Mike. He's Mike the delivery man. And he left there at 15:15, so it takes him about 35 minutes to get here. I'm assuming he's either come from Altrincham, which is south of us, or Eccles, which is north of us. And look at the hedges. The hedges are growing as well. That's my job. But I think I should be all right socially distancing with a 4-foot hedge trimmer, don't you? Don't think anybody would come near me. So that's today's delivery. I will let you know what's in it when Mike gets back. But he's got to get back because I'm going to need to go live on Brooklands as soon as the programme that's on Brooklands has finished. It was about 7 seconds short of 60 minutes. I did very well with that. And we're doing our music programme. And I can exclusively reveal to you guys what we're starting with. Some people are already listening to the show. Kath, Kim, you'll know Kath. Kath is Caroline's mum. Loving singing along with these wartime greats. So she's already there, ready and waiting. But our first song's going to be Walking on Sunshine. And I said that's my only hat tip to the weather today. Now, if you could just go away and rain, I'd be very happy. Actually, Jonathan, I'm happy to report we have a cloud. We have a cloud over South Manchester. I'll send it your way if that's any use to you. Oh, Jonathan needed to add chocolate to his shopping. You've got nothing naughty in your flat. Oh, come on. We've got a couple of naughty things. We've got ice cream. And what else did... we've got one of those cake things that Mike ordered. The dime cake that's gluten-free. It's a little bit like a cheesecake, only it doesn't taste cheesy. It's got like dime in it. But he loves it. He absolutely loves it. So he's going to be a happy, happy boy with that. I do believe Mike is packing up, Asda Mike. Has he finished?
Yeah.
Well done, Asda Mike. So Mike will be up here. Excellent, excellent. Right, let's go back. We actually had the chocolates and we were trying to get them to her for Christmas, for Easter. And she was working like crazy over Easter. If you remember, you know, now we know, looking back, the Easter weekend and the week before was the peak. So we couldn't really, we didn't want to disturb her and she was working all kinds of crazy hours. But we knew today she was working from home. So we'd planned to do a FaceTime. But we were busy all day. Once I got the shows done and that, I said, right, let's sort it out. I said, let's get this parcel sorted. So we didn't tell her we were doing it. She then pings and says, FaceTime. But we just literally set off with the care package. So we headed off with that. And then I said to Mike when we got back, I'll FaceTime her when we get back. I pings her on FaceTime and she's in the shower. So we missed each other. But she's got it out and she's actually put in our text chat that we have. Let me open that up. Let's get rid of that. It's in iMessage. Here we go. She put a picture up and you should see how many hand creams she's got. And she said, since becoming a nurse, I've always wanted a hand creaming station. Well, dreams do come true. Hashtag one happy nurse. And you should see all the hand cream she's got on here. I think everybody on the planet has sent her hand cream. Let's have a look. Well, there's four giant pots at the back. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 other pots of hand cream. So she'll be sitting there. Jonathan might try and get Toblerone. Jonathan, the Toblerone is still excruciatingly expensive. Really bad. It's gone down from £50 for 10 to £47.80. Yeah, that could do with coming down a bit to like £30 like it was. Mike says he's still got one left. Kath's enjoying it. She's on the group. How far off being needing to be out are we?
We've got 2 minutes bang on.
2 minutes bang on. Oh, aren't my timing impeccable?
Yeah.
It's impeccable, I tell you. Well, we could break in, but we won't. So we've got one more minute on here. We've already put some items together for next week's show for After Hours. So if you are thinking of anything, get your orders in fast. Like something to stay awake, Jonathan, just saying. You should be telling the chat room off for encouraging me to send you a text at silly o'clock. But it was great fun. It was great fun. And I'm glad you enjoyed the access stuff. Mike's got more of that coming next week. Is it forms and reports next week? Yeah. Can I pick my favourite one? What's the matter now?
I'll drop me sanitiser.
He's dropped his hand sanitizer. Here, do you need some?
No, it just fell off the shelf.
I've got half a bottle there.
I'll pick it up later.
I'm incredibly popular. Got half a bottle of hand sanitizer. Did I see the request about backup solutions on S3? Mike mentioned it to me. I have not had a chance to get into Slack, but I will do. So I will put on there backup. And I will read it and I will have a look. I will come back to you on that tomorrow. Right, I've got 40 seconds before I need to be somewhere else doing a different show. So I am going to say good night to you all. We could do a double broadcast thing and then turn you off. Should we do that? I'll say an official farewell to you, but I'll get you up to the point we're about to play the song, I think. But I will say officially good night right now. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time.